Last week, SAA's business rescue practitioners had now announced that they would be closing all of South African Airways domestic routes except for the Johannesburg to Cape Town route, as well as a number of regional and international flights by the end of February to put the airline on a more profitable footing. There was an immediate backlash from Labour because of the inferred job losses that would come with such a move, although the business rescue practitioners did not specify how many jobs might be lost. Politicians also entered the fray, indicating that they would like to make representations to the business rescue practitioners because they're not entirely in agreement with their decision. Well, for more on this story, I'm joined on the line by transport economist Dr. Joachim Vermutten. Thanks very much, Doctor, for joining us. So let's start with the business rescue practitioners' decision to cut all domestic routes, with the exception of Johannesburg to Cape Town. Do you think that was a good call, or do you think it was a bit too drastic?
No, I think it's a good call. It's very clear that something structurally has to happen to SAA. You can't tinker with it and expect that a 6 billion loss will suddenly disappear. So it has to scale down its activities, and I'm sure that they had a look at all kinds of permutations in arriving at this solution.
Yes. So when SAA's board resolved to hand over SAA into voluntary business rescue with the approval of government, there we thought that there would be no government interference. In fact, the legislation that governs business rescue indicates that it's the business rescuers and them alone who are supposed to be driving at the wheel. So given the recent tension around route closures, what do you suppose might happen next?
Well, the government is definitely one of the stakeholders, and the business rescue practitioners have to complete a business plan and recommend that to all stakeholders, of which the creditors is a major element, but it includes other stakeholders as well. So I'm sure that they will take whatever representations are made by the unions and government into account in arriving at the final business rescue plan.
Yeah. While government came out last week to indicate, you know, its surprise at the decision on the route closures and its dissatisfaction, we're also hearing reports now that the Minister for Minerals and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, has said, you know, if SAA isn't working or performing, let's just sell it off to a private entity. He's basically calling SAA an elitist project for high and middle class travellers, lamenting the fact that with government continually having to bail out these kind of organisations, it could be channeling funds into the broader transport system for the benefit of a wider group of South African commuters. Your thoughts?
Well, I think he's correct. That's the attitude that the Free Market Foundation and other commentators had on it, that it amounts to a subsidy of individual flights. Within a competitive market, the question is, do you really need to do that? You know, why not fix what is closer to government's real objectives and make that turn those type of activities into successes? So I think if one limits the the focus of government activities and make a success of it, everybody will score with it.
Yeah. I know that you're an expert in transport. I'm not quite sure to what extent you're au fait with the business rescue practitioners and what their rights are and their obligations. But I've heard about Labour looking to have the business rescue practitioners for SAA removed because they're dissatisfied with their conduct. In practice, under what circumstances could that happen? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm also a senior business rescue practitioner, but the process is to go to court and try and convince the court, that they may need to make a change. I think practically, from a timing perspective, it's not going to work. There's a few weeks left in this month. By that time, we'll know what their proposals are.
Yes. So do you think that when government makes its representations to the business rescue practitioners, as much as you say they are a stakeholder, do you think that they will take their comments on board, especially on routes that they deem not to be profitable?
Well, I think there's a lot of debate relating to the domestic market. The first one is there any strategic value in it? Because it's solely commercial routes, there's no strategic development aspects to it. And the question could be asked, why should government actually fund losses and actually subsidize domestic corporations? In my assessment, there's no reason for that. The second aspect relates to the role of Mango. Mango is a low-cost carrier. The market has definitely shifted towards that mode of transport.
Yes.
And it should be counted within the context of SAA as well. The next question is, of course, what has happened elsewhere? And if you look at the United States, all the larger airlines have started up low-cost carriers, but they learned from them and applied those techniques in the main airline and then closed down the low-cost carrier.
Mm.
So that wasn't the route that was taken in South Africa. And if you want to have a South African Airways with a low-cost approach, you must change the business model, and that includes specifically, you know, not having business class seats or, you know, the wider type of configurations of seating pitches in the aircraft, you know. So that is really a choice that was taken, and I think that's where we are.
Mm. Dr. Vermeuten, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for your insights, as always. That was Dr. Joachim Vermeuten. He's a transport economist.